Where does Buffalo's school superintendent live? That's the question at the center of an investigative Post story from reporter Lane Dowdle. According to Dowdle, Kreiner Cash's employment contract requires him to live in the city of Buffalo.
And yeah, records show he doesn't own property in Buffalo. He owns a house in Martha's Vineyard. It's where he is registered to vote. It's where he registers his cars as well.
He's not commenting on the story?
Yeah, he refused interview requests through his press person. And at the press conference, when I was able to ask him in person about, I asked him, where is your primary residence? And he responded with, I live everywhere. I'm ubiquitous.
Now, since Lane Dowdle and I spoke about this story, the executive board of the Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization has come out with a lengthy statement in defense of Superintendent Cash. It says that he rents rather than owns a second home in Buffalo. The statement also says Cash, quote, has been a steady, science-oriented presence throughout the pandemic, steering a district with 30,000-plus children through a worldwide public health crisis is a heavy responsibility, and Dr. Cash does not shirk from it. But Lane Dowdle says not all agree with that assessment.
So the administrators that I was able to speak with, they told me that his distance from the district has caused issues, especially when it came to closing and reopening those schools. It maybe caused late decisions. Where decisions came late, administrators didn't have time to prepare for parents coming in to pick up the supplies needed for remote learning. Administrators told me they think it caused delays in reopening. And there's a lot of dissatisfaction there amongst the community when there were those delays in reopening.
Lane Dowdle's full article at investigativepost.org also goes on to point out that from March of last year through spring of this year, the time when the pandemic forced the district to shift to remote learning, only one-third of students had satisfactory attendance rates. In closing their statement, the executive board of the Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization said they stand with Superintendent Kreiner Cash, and they called the report a non-story. But the issue seems likely to linger.
We've heard that throughout the pandemic, or sources told me throughout the pandemic, especially when there were those meetings that were held on Zoom remotely, his background kind of gave away that he wasn't in Buffalo. He was in his home in Martha's Vineyard and not working within the city.
You can read more of Lane Dowdle's findings at investigativepost.org. I'm Jay Moran for WBFO News.